Public Accounts Committee of Parliament plans to push for the payment of government contractors in cedis instead of dollars. The chairman of the PAC, Kwaku Ajimamain, made the suggestion as officials of the Bank of Ghana met them over the Auditor General's report on their statement of foreign exchange receipts and payment of the central bank from June 2012 to last year June. The Deputy Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Melson Na, said while such a proposal is laudable due to the peculiar nature of contracts, each case must be considered on its merit. He said there have been instances where local banks have found it difficult to deal with suppliers in cedis. Augustus Akwi reports again.
Reacting to queries over adherence to the central bank's regulations on the transaction of business in dollars, the Deputy Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Melissa Na, said though there are regulations that limit the usage of foreign currency, there are exceptions in certain cases.
We have those regulations, but when it is a contract, we accommodate this. Even some of the companies come to us for waivers so as to receive payment for services rendered in foreign currency. For example, as we speak, all the mine support companies, we have granted some dispensation to them where we deem it appropriate that such payments are necessary to be made in foreign. These are contractual payments, and as you may well know, it is very difficult to vary those terms of contract. Maybe going forward, we would have to see how we can advise government on these matters. But if it is an international competitive bidding contract, naturally this has to be denominated in foreign currency, and it will be difficult to vary the terms of the contract.
The Auditor General's report on the management of the petroleum funds from May 2011 to December 2012 were also handled by the PAC. The PAC wanted to know why the Petroleum Holding Fund, the Heritage Fund, and Stabilization Fund are not operational concurrently as stipulated in the Petroleum Revenue Management Act. The head of the Petroleum Secretariat at the Bank of Ghana, Nana Baishen, explained that the due diligence carried out by Ghana's foreign counterpart saw the implementation of this.
By the manner in which the accounts are established, operationally, it takes some time because our foreign counterparties, the Federal Reserve Bank, would want to take your law and study it and establish a legal basis for the establishment of an account before they agree to establish the account on their books. For the Petroleum Holding Fund, that was the first account that we established. But the Fed operationally does not want to have a multiplicity of accounts for one institution, and therefore they had to go through a lot of legal and due diligence, operational analysis before they actually accepted and understood the fact that we had to have the heritage and the stabilization accounts and understood the mechanism of the flow of funds from the Petroleum Holding Fund to the Heritage and the Stabilization Fund account.
The Public Accounts Committee will from next week Wednesday be touring the country to examine the report on the administration of the District Assembly's Common Fund. The first stop of the PAC will be Takrady in the Western Region.
Augustus Akwi filed that report.